Thank God for all who have already seen our need to intercede for America. But there's still something missing. The Bible tells us quite clearly that God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our hearts. He's not nearly as interested in our words as he is in our deeds. He calls us to turn from our wicked ways, from greed, from selfishness, from adultery, from stealing, from drunkenness, from polluting our land and oppressing the poor, from murder, from violence, from sensuality, from lies, from greed, from selfishness, from adultery, from stealing, from drunkenness, from polluting our land and oppressing the poor, from murder, from violence, from sensuality, from lies, from greed, from selfishness, from adultery, from stealing, from drunkenness, from polluting our land and oppressing the poor, from murder, from violence, from sensuality, from lies, from greed, from selfishness, from adultery, from stealing, from drunkenness, from polluting our land and oppressing the poor, from murder, from violence, from sensuality, from lies, from greed, from selfishness, from adultery, from stealing, from drunkenness, from polluting our land and oppressing the poor, from murder, from violence, from sensuality, from lies, from greed, from selfishness, from adultery, from stealing, from drunkenness, from polluting our land and oppressing the poor, from murder, from violence, from sensuality, from lies, from drunkenness, from polluting our land and oppressing the poor, from murder, from violence, from sensuality, from lies, from our wicked ways.
This great country of ours has stumbled in the past, has stumbled already in this past year. What we need now to do is to fall on our knees again and pray to God that he will give us the power to make America great again. Again, 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 again,